The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Revealing how the world really works. This is Rabbi Daniel Lappin, on demand on the Blaze Radio Network.
Welcome, everybody, to the Rabbi Daniel Lappin Show, where I, your rabbi, reveal how the world really works. And this week's show shows it more effectively than ever, because previously, I think people always used to think that the battle against terrorism was fought primarily with bullets and with bombs. However, in this show, entitled, I Never Thought They'd Allow the Release of These Details of How Israel's Mossad Works, in this week's main show, right here alongside, I speak to the author of a book called Harpoon, Inside the Covert War Against Terrorism's Money Masters. Her name is Nitzana Darshan-Leitner, and she wrote a book which is absolutely gripping, and it serves as an incredible reminder of how far the United States still has to go in understanding how to combat terrorism more effectively than we do. And that is something that is laid out beautifully in the book, comes across in the interview with its author, and honestly, there's information there about, one of the most fascinating assassinations that the Mossad ever did in Dubai, against one of the money masters who was carrying money from Iran to Gaza. There was another money master that they blew to kingdom come along with $13 million in cash by means of a drone-launched missile. All of these things are discussions that I talk about in the main show. I also speak about the fact that it's important to remember that the political spectrum is not anchored by Nazism and fascism on the right and by communism on the left. No. Fascism, communism, Nazism, socialism, progressivism, liberalism, they're all the same thing, just, you know, matter of degree. They're all over there on the left, right? Nazi means national socialist. And what's on the right? Well, on the right end is Judeo-Christian Bible-based principles. The left promotes infinite government power and ultimately tyranny that strips the freedom of individuals. And on the right side, you've got individual accountability, individual responsibility, individual freedom. And this is really what Ben Franklin meant when he said, what sort of government have you given us? And Ben Franklin famously said, a republic, madam, if you can keep it. Because he understood that the natural tendency in a society is to abandon religious faith. And as that happens, little by little, the vacuum doesn't remain a vacuum, and people do not end up believing in nothing. What happens is the vacuum sucks in socialism. And socialism can only thrive in a moral vacuum, which is what secularism obligingly provides. And that is very much what we see happening right now in the United States of America. Much more in the main show, and I hope you get a chance to listen to it. My website is rabbidaniellappin.com, and I hope you have a chance to visit there. If you are interested in more about the Mossad and more about the spiritual underpinnings of the Middle East conflict, take a look at an audio program on my website entitled Clash of Destiny, Decoding the Secrets of Israel and Islam. All of that at rabbidaniellappin.com. I'm your radio rabbi. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back together again next week.
Ancient solutions to modern problems. This is Rabbi Daniel Lappin, on demand on the Blaze Radio Network.